KC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.
This devotional is titled, How God Can Orchestrate Events for Your Good, My Experience. Authored by Dunamis Okunowo. I started previously by telling you how it all began. March 13th, 2015, the year that I proposed. Some of you that have been following KHC for some years would already know some of these parts. Okay, so I called her aside immediately after the morning devotion and simply asked her if she would marry me. She simply looked at me, waved her fingers at me, and said, "Can't you see my hand? There is a ring there. I am already engaged." My head rang the loudest bell ever. I comported myself and said, "Oh, that's great. Who is the lucky guy? Congratulations." As I walked back to my room, I couldn't remember whether I was breathing or not. I felt ashamed of myself. With all these visions, something had to be wrong somewhere. Well, according to her, there were two issues which she later told me about. One, the way I came early in the morning with no warning, branching without trafficating enough. Two, she wasn't sure whether I was spiritual enough, as she had pastors toasting her. With those two scenarios, she simply got defensive and said she was engaged. It is interesting to know that somehow, it was God that answered that question for me, whether I was spiritual or not. I never knew that was the issue anyway. For the next 2 weeks, I went my normal ways. When I see her, I would greet her, but I never brought up that issue. Somehow, God assured me all will be well. You see, I had seen too many things that I was somehow rested, though sometimes I would feel devastated and probably a little confused. Then, I would pray in the spirit. About 2 weeks after, there was this particular Wednesday. It was lecture free for me. I had a strong urge to pray in the spirit without knowing why. I walked down from my room to our fellowship venue and just prayed in the Holy Ghost, and I did that for 4 hours. You see, if you're going to be led by God's Spirit, you have to stay sensitive to Him. In being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, you must be willing to obey His gentle promptings. The Holy Spirit is never rough with you. He's such a gentle spirit. I obeyed Him and just prayed in the Spirit without knowing why. Some of the time, you don't have to know why He's asking you to do certain things, but you see, eventually, you will get to know. When you see tremendous power that is beyond you being made available, that is what praying in the Holy Ghost does. It makes power available to get things accomplished. Later in the day, it was fellowship time. About 55 of us were gathered in that place. The pastor of the fellowship couldn't make it to the fellowship because of a test. He delegated the fellowship to his assistant, who is a lady. That day was a program tagged Praise Night. I wondered why a test would be fixed in the evening. The pastor had never missed a fellowship day. But God is a master planner, the best matchmaker. So it was evening time, a few minutes before fellowship starts, and Sister Ify, the assistant pastor, became very jittery. She had never faced a crowd before, and she was not about to face one. She called me outside and said I should please help her to take the fellowship. Me? How? I am not a pastor. I have not preached before a crowd. What am I supposed to say? I was reluctant, but all of a sudden, I remembered I prayed for 4 hours earlier in the day, and the Holy Spirit told me clearly. That was the reason I prayed. So, I obliged her. We went into a time of worship, and God's presence descended on that hall like never before. The atmosphere became so charged and electric. My body was practically vibrating, and my hands became warm. Then I heard the Spirit of God telling me very clearly, "Lay hands." Ah, I am not a pastor. I started laying hands, and the phenomenon which would eventually become a commonplace started for the first time. As I laid hands, they began to fall under the anointing. Maybe I should say they were slain in the spirit, because some of them were on the floor for over an hour. By the time I was through laying hands, only three people were on their feet. All were touched by God, including the damsel that wanted to know whether I was spiritual or not. When I was through ministering, I became very hungry. There was no food in my room. It was past 9 p.m. and we had to wait for everybody to get up before I left. As I walked back to my room that night, I was so humbled. Then I would take a look at my hands again. Walking back to my room, I knew I was likely to sleep in hunger that night because I wasn't sure I wanted to cope with all these anointing. I just wanted to worship God. Then I remembered I was still under that anointing. So I prayed that God should supply food for me supernaturally that night. About 30 minutes later, I got a knock on my door. When I opened the door, behold, a damsel with a plate of hot rice in her hands. God answered my prayers. First the food, and then the person carrying the food. So it was late already. I collected the food at the door, said thank you, and promised to return the plates the following day. She left. After she left, I felt like screaming. She brought food. I descended on that plate of hot white rice with a holy anger. The following day, I refused to return the plate deliberately. She came later in the afternoon for the plate. I gave her the plate and said thank you again. But she sat down. We talked about the meeting. She described the move of the spirit that she saw before. She was out in the spirit. And I just sat down there, nodding my head and feeling cool. When there was nothing more to say, and I was not bringing up the issue, she said, "Well, Tunde, you were trying to say something the other time." I said, "Really?" I was posing like poster color. Well, eventually I proposed again. And of course, she said a big yes. She later told me she had one dream in that period, where she was kneeling down while I poured oil on her head. I said, what else could that mean? So, that was it. What I want to bring out of this is that God is interested in your marital issues. And if you allow Him, He would orchestrate events in your life and make things work together for you. I didn't have to prove to her that I was spiritual. It was God that arranged a setup. But remember, if I had been uncooperative or insensitive and have gone to play football when I had promptings to pray, maybe it would not have been that interesting. I want you to learn from this story that God will make things work out together for you. God is committed until it is committed. Trust Him. Don't run helter-skelter. Stay with Him. Don't be pressured to compromise or do some ungodly stuffs. Don't settle for less. God has the best for you, and He will do it for you if you learn to cooperate with Him. Confession for the day. God is orchestrating events for my good. Prayer for the day. Lord, step into my situation and have your way in Jesus' name. Thought for the day. Because thou hast been my help, therefore, in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Psalms chapter 63, verse 7, King James Version. Action plan for the day. Take some hours and just worship God. Thank you, and God bless you. This devotional was read by Paul Alumona.
This is KHC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.